The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. The Bible states, "Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people," thus revealing to us the pathway to becoming a great nation. Great being defined as providing the greatest amount of liberty for the greatest number of people in a nation. This is what happened in America during the first 3 centuries of our existence. This was proven by the fact that so many people wanted to come here. Life was simply better here than in most other countries of the world. So the people came. They still want to, even though we've lost much of the righteousness we once walked in. However, present backsliding does not take away from the truth of the righteousness that was walked in for the first 2/3 of our history. Indeed, if we're going to make America great again, to use President Trump's theme, we must first learn the history of our early walk in this nation. Only then can we regain the standard of what great means. In summation, we must restore the stolen history of the Christian foundation of this nation. Let's consider a little of it now. Though lots of media and university personnel vehemently oppose the rediscovery that the Bible is really the foundation of our nation, even Newsweek magazine said on December 26, 1982, that, quote, "Now historians are discovering that the Bible, perhaps even more than the Constitution, is our founding document," end quote. The founding of America was unique among the history of nations. Andrew Jackson, our 7th president, pointed to the Bible and stated, "That book is the rock on which our republic rests." Up until the mid-1900s, most Americans understood that America's freedom, justice, and prosperity was the result of our institutions being based on the Bible. Renowned historian George Bancroft summed up in the mid-1800s what made America great. He wrote, "In the settlements which grew up in the interior, on the margin of the Greenwood, the plain meeting house of the congregation for public worship was everywhere the central point. Near it stood the public school. The snug farmhouses, owned as freehold, were dotted all along the way. In every hand was the Bible. Every home was a house of prayer. All had been taught. Many had comprehended a methodical theory of the divine purpose in creation and of the destiny of man." The Virginia Colonial Charter revealed why that colony was founded, and out of which Kentucky would come, by the way. It stated that they came to take the, quote, "Christian religion to such people as yet live in darkness and miserable ignorance of the true knowledge and worship of God." The Indian princess Pocahontas would be the most noted among those who believe their message about Christ. These are our Christian roots. And the power of the Scripture on the American mind produced a right way of thinking that would set the direction of this nation, and thus it was exalted among nations. So what about you and your family? Are you daily reading the Scriptures so God can shape your thinking? Are you letting Him use you to shape the thinking of your children and grandchildren by teaching them to read the Scripture daily? Are you helping to advance the kingdom of God in your circle of influence? That's the only thing that can make America great again. Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children. And you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Pilgrim Seminars, by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Don Pinson. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.